Whether in Buffalo Gap or Buffalo Springs, Fort Belknap or Fort Chadburn, or Sweetwater or Sweet Home, for the news of Texas, the source is Pratt on Texas. Here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio on this last day of March in the year of our Lord 2023, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, a Democrat state rep's entire staff quit yesterday over a slew of alleged problems. It's not as salacious or it's just not that big of a thing, except she has a history of such. I'll tell you about it. A so-called loophole that lets certain legislators turn their almost nothing pay into $140,000 per annum. Well, it's on its way to being ended after the public discovered it because the Houston Chronicle told about it back in January. Our Lone Star story of the day, that and a lot of other legislative news, is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, get right with the rules. Line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Their website, alliedcompliance.com. That's how you get in touch with them. Just look it up, alliedcompliance.com. Texas leads the nation with the fastest economic expansion, although we're seeing a lot of big company layoff notices this week and last week across the state, but we're still outperforming, and the oil and gas rig count is up, and it's an interesting up. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Lawsuits, court rulings, and more. Also, Jonathan Turley's column on the Trump indictment. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, whatever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and other interviews at prattontexas.com. It's official. Texas Tech has a new head basketball coach. I hope they don't treat him like a throwaway trash like they've done other people. I don't know what I'd go to work for him, but he's been here before under James Dickey, and that's Grant McCasland. He'll be the 19th men's basketball head coach. He just took University of North Texas to their first National Invitational Tournament championship, the NIT championship. He coached them to 3 Conference USA titles. Again, he's a Baylor graduate, got his master's at Texas Tech. He and his family lived here for some time when he was working there under Coach James Dickey all those years ago. Texas leads nation with fastest economic expansion. Governor Abbott released a statement lauding the strength of the Texas economy as new data released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis showed Texas leading the nation with the fastest economic expansion in the fourth quarter of 2022. It's measured by our gross domestic product, and that's great, but I will tell you the layoff stories I've had in the stack, I just haven't been able to get to. The tech sector doing so, you saw a big one today or late yesterday, USAA, laying off several hundred, and many others. And every one of these stories, they said, look, it's a general economic downturn. So we are headed that way. Hopefully, Texas can continue to grow during this downturn. It's happened before. The interesting thing in the Baker Hughes Rotary rig count today for oil and gas rigs, drilling for oil or natural gas, was the U.S. rig count was down 3. And get this. Texas was up 4. New Mexico went down 4. But Texas went up a net gain of 4. And yet, there was a net decline of 1 rig in the Permian. And really, no other big additions in any of the... There were no additions in any of the major fields that they break out. So, it's kind of... They must just be in smaller locations around the state of Texas. But Texas up 4 in today's Baker Hughes report. A Harris County driver's been charged with intoxicated manslaughter. 3 men were killed. I bring this up because the men were standing behind an Infiniti G37 stopped in the shoulder with their emergency flashers on. They had a car problem. A guy was allegedly drunk, struck them, killed them all. And I see this constantly. I see people working on tires and stuff right on the side of the road. Get away. We have far too many even policemen with all the flashing lights, but citizens just killed all the time. Park it and get away and call for help. Get it towed out of there. It's not worth it on the side of the highway. And by the way, if you got a flat tire, you can drive way over to the other side of the big median and these big grassy medians. Get away from the road. I drive a lot on the open highways. I see it all the time. And we see the deaths all the time. Get it away. Man killed in a targeted ambush-style shooting near River Oaks in the very Tony high-end affluent River Oaks neighborhood. It was a drive-by. Masked man dressed in black, fired shots at a man in a big Mercedes S-Class, and it was at 6:10 in the evening yesterday. And from the Chronicle, KPRC telling us now they believe that that person killed yesterday was a Houston-area rapper in his mid-20s. So some kind of targeted assassination in this rap culture. San Antonio man tracked a stolen truck using one of those Apple AirTags and then killed the thief. KENS did a good job reporting on this, as did others. He called 911, reported his pickup missing, but he didn't wait for police. He and a friend tracked it and went to where it was and shot the guy dead who was in there. Now, he claims the guy, when he went there, that the man flashed a gun at him. In other words, had a firearm. The police are not saying whether they actually found a firearm on this person or not. Not doing this as an anti-wimp update because everything about this looks really bad. It may have been legal. He may end up, if they say that the guy had a firearm, they probably won't charge him. But I like what former District Attorney Nico LaHood, who's now a defense lawyer, said. He said, whether something's wise to do or not is different from whether it's illegal. A lot of people, unfortunately, confuse that wasn't the best choice with that must have been illegal. He said if he were DA again, he would not pursue charges against the shooter. Remember, he's been replaced by a George Soros far leftist revolutionary in Barrett County. He says he sees the incident as a series of three of separate legal events. It's legal to pursue someone who's stolen property and prevent consequences of theft. It's also legal for most Texans to carry a gun. And it's legal to use deadly force to defend yourself from an apparent imminent danger. He said this case reads like it's clear. You have to make sure you educate a jury about what the law really is. But he says his opinion could change if police are not able to confirm whether the alleged thief had a weapon in his possession. The fact of the matter is it was an extraordinarily unwise thing to do. It just was. Wrestler She-Hulk. That's right. She-Hulk is missing. It doesn't sound good either. KVIA out of El Paso saying nobody's heard from 30-year-old Lynette Martinez in the last 5 days. She's a mother of three, well-known in El Paso in the wrestling community. Her ring name is She-Hulk. Apparently, she went to San Antonio Friday, according to a friend, to go to an UFC event. Friend said she was going to meet with some unknown man who promised to introduce her to people. You know, where she wants to advance her career with the UFC. She left the friend's house early Saturday morning to meet with the man, never returned. Her friend said the last time they made contact was Saturday night. Then the friend filed a missing persons report in Bexar County. Got a call, though, on Monday from Martinez's She-Hulk cell phone. But the voice was of an unknown man on the other end who quickly hung up. It does not sound good. Man running through traffic on I-35 in Temple. That's right. Ran through Temple. That traffic's terrible. This from KWTX Thursday night. Then climbed up on an 18-wheeler and then fell and died. We've seen this. Guys jumping up on these in Houston, too, and riding the top and stuff like that. He ran through traffic, jumped on an 18-wheeler, climbed up on top, and then fell and died. Darwin Award nominee right there. Three Houston residents have been convicted of robbing multi-million-dollar homes and holding families at gunpoint. The Chronicle reporting that this happened in 2019 through mid-2020. Timothy Morant, 55, Alvin Woods, 45, and Chakavia Roberts, 31, worked together to rob two multi-million-dollar homes and another home that I guess wasn't as rich, so they put that listed separate. But they pointed guns at the homeowners, held their families while they did it, and one guy was a getaway driver. They're all going to the pen for a long time, as they should. And on this soft-on-crime stuff in Houston from these Democrat judges, we've got another egregious story on that. Back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be, very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Follow Texas at Twitter.com/PrattOnTexas. Here's the man himself, Robert Pratt, with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Fox 26 Houston has another story on what's going on in this massive crime rate in Harris County, where you've got Democrats running the judicial system. Aggravated robbery defendant violates bond conditions more than 1,000 times and gets rewarded by two judges. Randy Wallace wrote the piece. Andy Cahan with the Crime Stopper says, you got someone who was rewarded for being a failure, and this guy was a failure over 1,000 and some odd times. First, this Edwin Maldonado gets a felony charge for drug possession. A few weeks later, he's charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. He makes his $30,000 bond and walks out of jail. Well, Associate Judge Tiffany Hill, that's judge hired there by the county apparatus, he's got a bond revocation hearing. And according to court documents, the guy, Maldonado, failed to comply with any of his bond conditions for 8 months. According to his GPS monitor, he left his curfew zone 847 times, was called 453 times about his whereabouts, and had more than 1,000 GPS monitor violations. Over 1,000 times, 1,043 to be exact, said Cahan. I've never seen that in my life. Criminal defense attorney Emilio De Toto said, I've certainly had clients hauled back into court in violations, maybe two or three times, that have been alleged. In my 27 years, I've never seen anything like this. I've never heard of it until you brought it up today. Court documents state Judge Tiffany Hill found the state proved by a preponderance of the evidence the defendant violated his bond conditions. And then, in other words, so the judge found that he did violate them, not once, not twice, but over 1,000 times. But then the judge actually lowered the original bond from $30,000 to $5,000. The DA's office had asked a district court judge to reconsider or modify that associate judge's ruling or revoke the bond altogether. What did the lefty Democrat criminal district court judge do? Agreed and signed the order also there lowering the bond to $5,000. And they wonder why they have a massive crime problem in Democrat-run jurisdictions. Gosh. All right, my friends, talk about incredibly wasteful and playing politics with things. The people opposing this Houston ISD takeover are the people playing politics. And they, with their media allies in the Houston Chronicle and a few other places, are just misleading people. And once again, we see the ACLU, the Houston NAACP, LULAC, and other groups wasting their members' money, filing lawsuits, and getting everybody jazzed up. They filed a bunch of federal lawsuits trying to say that it's the takeover of the school districts, a violation of the Voting Rights Act and the U.S. Constitution, which, of course, is insane. There's no constitutional right or otherwise to have elected school board or anything else. It's not the federal government's business. It's the state's business to set up its schools however they want to run their schools. And it's just another one of these wastes. And if you don't believe... if you ever needed an example why Houston ISD is in such bad shape and needs a takeover and revamping, it's the hearings, the examples, the hearings featuring the Houston street political mob. Ronnie Marley at Fox 26 had a really big story. TEA meetings end with Houston community members in uproar. The meetings were met with chants including, TEA, go away, makeover, not takeover. And what they see, this is the point. It is a makeover that the Board of Managers will engage in. A makeover the elected boards have refused to do over the last decade. They don't even know what they're talking. And it's all the political, street political folks out there. And it goes on. Sheila Jackson Lee hijacked the first meeting, and then the second meeting. It only took 8 minutes before parents and community members simply took over the meeting and shouting, and they brought a bullhorn in there and were using it. And the third meeting, the same kind of stuff, and it's just crazy. One of them screaming, the Ku Klux Klan, that this TEA is the same as the Ku Klux Klan. You lynched the school district during the spring break. I wonder if these people know this has been on the table and been discussed for 7 years. I think 8 years. you're seeing, if you follow this stuff, you're seeing that there are people that, I mean, they're very vocal, very involved. I don't know if they're useful idiots or they're just plain agitators or what, but they don't seem to get any of it. It's just all an excuse to inflame people. They blame everybody else. Oh, white people, you're inherently racist, and everything you do is racist. They don't want to fix the schools for their own neighborhoods. They don't want to do it. It's just, it's really rather shocking at how outright, how terribly these people reflect on the community. You read and look at their meetings and what's going on. They don't seem to, and again, that includes LULAC and the NAACP and other groups. They don't want to fix the schools. Why? You would think these would be the groups suing to force a takeover so that a board of managers could come in and fix the things that the elected school board will not fix over years and years and years and years. But it's the other way around. Texas Supreme Court struck down Proposition B, which was a huge, huge, massive political controversy in Houston. The voters put it on the ballot. They passed it, but it did. It was about firefighters' pay being equal to police, and it cities fought it all the way. Mayor Sylvester Turner's really happy this morning after he said it's a huge victory for the entire city of Houston. This was going to cost the city, I don't know, $100 million or more. And nevertheless, Supreme Court on the key part of this ruled that that the Proposition B thing was not legal the way the state law, because there's state law that governs the pay and this kind of thing, and so they lost that ruling. So now they're just back to the same old impasse of having to negotiate. All right, my friends, $20 million of grain is missing from Garcia Grain Trading Corp in the Rio Grande Valley. Big piece in the Express News. Texas Department of Agriculture pulled the warehouse license and shut down all the elevators. Of course, they've got a lot of farmers' grain. It looks like they're way upside down. David Langston is their bankruptcy lawyer, and I don't know if that's David Langston in Lubbock, the former mayor. It probably is. He says they're hiring accountants to perform a forensic analysis to determine where the grain went. He says later in the story he thinks they, you know, sold some, took the money and paid off some farmers with it. Who knows? But it's a big, big story, and farmers, you need to always be watching this stuff. Ask how much these places are bonded for. This detailed story in the Express News points out that, sure, the facilities were bonded, but they were only bonded for $2.2 million, far less than the roughly $20 million worth of grain that's missing. And sadly for the farmers, there are a whole bunch of secured creditors in line in front of them. A big commodities trading company out of New York, some banks, and everything else. How about this one in the Texas scorecard by Sully Rice? A Deer Park Elementary School bus driver hired as a man was called out for cross-dressing and requiring 9 and 10-year-old students to refer to him using feminine pronouns. Upon learning her child's bus driver was a cross-dressing man demanding the use of she and her, Deer Park Elementary School parent Heather Hitchcock took to social media to tell everybody else about it. Parents filed a lot of complaints. They say that the school said it's been dealt with. I saw a picture of this person and everything. It's a man and decided to be dressed up as a woman. and be in charge of their children, and then ordered the children, which is compelling speech. You see, this is something the left can't ever figure out, and it has to do with another big story today about Llano County and their library books. You can't compel speech. Texas Tribune reporting this afternoon that U.S. Judge Pittman, who's an Obama appointee and an open homosexual, ruled and said, at least temporarily, that Llano County officials have to return to the public library system a bunch of the lewd and terrible books they removed and allow them to be checked out again while this lawsuit moves forward. And he says the plaintiffs met the burden to show these are content-based restrictions. It wouldn't pass muster. The problem with this is that what he's ordering can be construed as compelling particular speech. Pittman seems to ignore the precedence of community standards and also seems to be compelling the speech. And you can't compel them to buy certain books just because that's what you agree with. I don't think this ruling holds up.
Fret on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
On the construction job site, the ranch, or your own hacienda, skid steers can do a million jobs if you have the right attachment and when you need it. WestTexasAttachments.com can get that attachment to you quickly. They deliver. Renting or buying, West Texas Attachments can get you the attachment you need to get your job done. WestTexasAttachments.com. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com and see what skid steer attachments they have. Heck, you might get inspired for your next project.
Here's a man who feels sorry for those needing to make their country great again. Texas has always been great. It's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I don't want to sit here and speculate like everybody else does on stuff they don't really even know all the details of or understand on the Trump indictment. We all know what this is. It's politics. But I do really like Jonathan Turley's writing. He's Shapiro Professor of Public Interest Law at George Washington University. He's a practicing criminal defense attorney, Fox News contributor. He's also a liberal. But he's one of those that gets the Constitution and the law most of the time exactly right. And he wrote in his piece at jonathanturley.org, Making History in the Worst Possible Way. He said, this is his column he ran on Fox. He said, there's a report of 34 counts against President Trump, which may be count stacking based on individual payments or documents. We'll have to wait to see. He wrote, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has finally made history. He has indicted former President Donald Trump as part of an investigation, possibly for hush money payments. We're all waiting to see the text of the indictment to confirm the basis for this unprecedented act. But history in this case and in this country is not on Bragg's side. The only crime that has been discussed in this case is an unprecedented attempt to revive a misdemeanor for falsifying business documents that expired years ago. If that is still the basis of Thursday's indictment, Bragg could not have raised a weaker basis to prosecute a former president. If reports are accurate, he may attempt to bootstrap the misdemeanor into a felony and longer statute of limitations, that's what he wants, by alleging an effort to evade federal election charges. While Trump will be the first former president indicted, he will not be the last if that is the standard for prosecution. It is still hard to believe that Bragg would primarily proceed on such a basis. There have been no other crimes discussed over months, but we'll have to wait and read the indictment to confirm the grounds. What we know is the checkered history leading to this moment. The Justice Department itself declined to prosecute the federal election claim against Trump. There was ample reason to decline. The DOJ went down this road before, and it did not go well. They tried to prosecute former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards on stronger grounds, which I also criticized internally and failed. In that case, campaign officials and donors were directly involved in covering up an affair that produced a child. At the time, Edwards' wife was suffering from cancer. Prosecution still collapsed. The reason is you need to show the sole purpose for paying hush money in such a scandal. For any married man, let alone a celebrity, there are various reasons to want to bury a sexual scandal. For Trump, there was an upcoming election, but he was also a married man allegedly involved in an affair with a porn star. He was also a television celebrity who's subject to the standard morals clause that's triggered by criminal conduct or conduct that brings public disrepute, scandal, or embarrassment. These clauses are written broadly to protect the news organizations and their, quote, brand, end quote. Various presidents, from Warren Harding to Bill Clinton, have been involved in efforts to hush up affairs. They also had different reasons for burying such scandals, including politics. However, scandals are messy matters with a complex set of motivations. Showing that Trump only acted with the future election in mind rather than his current marriage or TV contracts is implausible. That was likely the same calculus made by the Justice Department. That is also why the use of bootstrapping theory is the primary charge would be an indictment of the prosecution and its own conduct. The office has already been tarnished by the conduct of the prosecutors who pushed this theory. When Bragg initially balked at this theory and stopped the investigation, two prosecutors, Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz, resigned from the Manhattan DA's office. Pomerantz then did something that some of us view as highly unprofessional and improper. He published a book on the case against Trump, a person who was still under investigation and not charged, let alone convicted of any crime. It worked. Bragg ran on his pledge to ban to bag Trump, and Pomerantz ramped up the political base to demand an indictment for a crime. It really didn't matter what the crime might be. While other crimes have not been discussed in leaks or coverage for months, it's always possible Bragg charged Trump on something other than the state-federal hybrid issue in this indictment. There could be other business or tax record charges linked to banks or taxes. Ironically, the bank and tax fraud issues were also a focus of the Justice Department, which again did not charge on those theories. Moreover, Bragg could face the same statute of limitation concerns on some of the issues previously investigated by the DOJ. Finally, Bragg could stack multiple falsification claims to ramp up the indictment. There are reports of 34 counts of business record falsification, but multiplying a flawed theory 34 times does not make it 34 times stronger. No, that stuff is done all the time by prosecutors, folks, and it's for the press releases. Serial repetition is no substitute for viable criminal charges. Bragg could have something more than the anemic bootstrapping theory, and it would be more defensible. Conversely, if Bragg moves primarily on that theory, the Democrats are inviting a race to the bottom in political prosecutions. That's something we have largely been able to avoid in this country. Yeah, well, we're spinning into banana republic territory, folks. Bragg had a choice to make. He cannot be the defender of the rule of law if he's using the legal process for political purposes. That is what would be involved in a formal accusation based largely on the bootstrap theory. The underlying misdemeanor could pale in comparison to the means being used to prosecute it. Yes, but Jonathan Turley, you're a liberal, you say politically, and liberalism claims worldwide, globally, in all of its forms, that the means always justify the end. The ends justify the means. Always. It's nothing but a collection of ever moving values that are never set. There is no right or wrong. He writes, we have already watched the unseemly display of Bragg's former lead prosecutor in publishing a book and publicly calling for charges during an ongoing investigation. Proceeding solely on the bootstrap theory would be a singularly ignoble moment for the Manhattan DA. What is clear is that whatever comes out of the gate next week, it will not just be Trump who will face the judgment of history. And that's pretty much it. This is just moving us toward these countries that political vendettas are paid. You go after people after they're out of office, not for any kind of new crime or real crime. And I think most people in this country know what this is about. It is, it's political. We'll see what's in it. I mean, you know, what do you got? A convicted felon and a porn actress as your star witnesses. So who knows? But they don't care. It's sort of like this, the original indictment that still hangs over our attorney general in Texas. For all of his personal mistakes and foibles and all that kind of stuff, they've never let that get to court because they never have wanted it to get to court. When others tried to put it in federal court, they went to the federal court that specializes in that exact matter, and it was thrown out twice because there's no case. They simply want to hang the charges on someone. And the one thing a lot of Trump's problems are the way he's lived his life. I'm not saying they wouldn't go after him, but you have to be blind to not understand that when you live your life in such a manner, you hand people things to beat you up with. But I do like the fact that Trump is willing to fight on this stuff, and I do think that that's one of the things that endears him to so many Americans. By the way, Today in Texas History, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, witness statements and interviews, criminal and civil investigations, and more. Learn about their team at usainvestigations.net. Today, the 31st of March in 1878, is when boxer and author Jack Johnson was born in Galveston. And it's also in 1883 when many Texas cowboys went on strike against their bosses, absentee ranchers, just big landowners that weren't here. Cowboys' grievances, however, were against developments that proved permanent. As closed-range ranching wiped out the previous open-range industry, some cowboys' traditional perks weren't there anymore. They couldn't brand mavericks, keep small herds of their own, and receive part of their pay in calves. So the strike mustered about 300 cowboys at its peak strength, but after 2.5 months, the work stoppage was so weak that the May roundup occurred without incident. The last press mention of the strike was in the Dodge City Times for May 10th, 1883. And you remember growing up, we were all, it's illegal to carry wire cutters in Texas. All of that comes back from that time of cutting the fences and things, but it went away. All right, now, my friends, we had kind of a big scandal. Well, it's scandal, but it's not really as big as it looks. It's typical, in my opinion, for this type of state rep in the House and much more ahead.
Frant returns after the break.
Make your home, office, or workshop comfortable in both hot summer and cold winter with an energy-efficient ductless AC and heating unit from Hart Heating and AC.
The True Texan Studios uber comfortable with a Hart Heating and AC installed ductless unit, and the energy efficiency as well as ease of installation made it the best upgrade I've made in years.
Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Beat the heat and the cold with a ductless system. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com.
License DACLA 12-29 OE.
It's the full experience you'll savor from Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse. Not only is Las Brisas a rare Best of Award of Excellence Wine Spectator winner, you'll find a large special collection of cognac, scotch, bourbon, and other whiskeys with many items in the very rare category. And important to me, in the dining room, you're served by professionals, many of whom have been part of the Las Brisas experience for more than a decade. A beautiful lounge, rare wine and spirits, quality food. Las Brisas is my official place to dine.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years, Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender, best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank. Entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
At Thacker Jewelry, we believe in hometown service. When you walk through our doors, we want you to feel welcome and at home. An incredible story lives inside each and every piece of jewelry at Thacker's. As a West Texas jeweler, we want to help you express your love and your feeling for your family, for your loved ones, and for the generations to come.
Hello, what do you say? It's a Thacker Jewelry kind of day.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. Yesterday afternoon, I got a copy from via the Texans, Brad Johnson, of letterhead Jolanda Joe Jones, District 147. She is a black liberal Democrat state rep out of Houston, and it's three pages of the staff. The staff all quit. Just everything about it. Everything's terrible, and she treats them badly, and I think there is a real problem there. Her son's involved in all this. They allege she's having an affair with one of the interns, that he's basically helping run the office and having input, even though he's a general counsel of a lobbying firm and all that, yet he's in the office every day. I mean, he goes into a lot of detail. The thing to remember about this woman, Joe, Representative Jolanda Jones, she goes by Joe, is that she has a long history of this stuff. She's a criminal defense lawyer, held an at-large seat on the Houston City Council from 2008 to 2012, then went over and served on the failing, horrible Houston ISD Board of Trustees from 2016 to 2020. When she was in the city council, she faced a whistleblower complaint accusing her of retaliating against an employee because she told investigators about alleged improper use of city resources. By the way, there's some of that in this thing as a state rep, too. That reported by the Chronicle. And then she really loved to delay everything and speechify and make everybody mad. She was said that she was outspoken on the ISD board in Houston, where she widely was seen as one of the school's most publicly combative members, clashing at times with colleagues, including shouting matches at board meetings and all of that. Yolanda Jones, though, really fits a pattern from what we've seen from a few other people over the years in the House. And I don't think it's a female thing. I don't know why, but all of these cases like this that I can remember have involved liberal, urban females who, for some reason, they have this dictator complex, and they have the staff running personal errands, and, you know, basically, it's like the only power they've ever had is in this political model, not in the real world where you have to learn to work with people and know what limits are. And the staff details that. I mean, she calls them and talks to them while she's in the shower. She asks them, she requires staff to pick her up or take her to the airport at 3:30 a.m. and stuff like that. It's just, anyway, so Speaker's office and all the House administrations involved. Bills advanced to close loophole allowing some lawmakers to increase their pay to $140,000. I told you a little bit about this back when the Houston Chronicle reported on it last January. It went into effect last year at the very end of the session. Now, you know, they don't get paid very much. There were only three. It was a change in the Texas employee retirement system, and it let people have access to it. And Senator Huffman said, look, the Democrats left. We were negotiating, hammering out that bill, working it out, and then the Democrats left and busted quorum when we were doing all this. And the choice in the Senate was either to vote out the bill as it was or let it die with all of its incredible billion-dollar reforms. So they went forward. At the time, they were told there were only about 10 people, I think, 40 state employees who would be able to still be, working and yet start accessing their retirement. And they were told three of them being lawmakers. And Senator, there's three of them out there that are qualified for this. One of them is Tom Craddock of Midland, who's already very, very wealthy. And he will not say, no matter what, whether he's taking advantage of it or not. Democrat Sinfonia Thompson, Representative Sinfonia Thompson, long-term member, and then Senator John Whitmire, who, of course, running for mayor of Houston, and he's, from the very beginning of this, been saying he did not take advantage of this. Unfortunately, when they close this loophole, what's a loophole? Well, they make almost nothing. But this would let them keep serving and start getting their full retirement deal, because even though they don't make much, their retirement, if you serve long enough in the House, is tied to that of state's district judges. So it's a annual pay $140,000, so they can dip into their pension while still serving. And again, only the three, and Craddock won't say, and neither will Sinfonia Thompson. Craddock's been a state rep for 54 years. He doesn't need the money. Who knows whether he's taking it or not. They're going to fix it. It's an embarrassment, and it's going to get fixed. The problem is, based on the law, though, they can't fix it for those people. So if one of those three, you know, it qualified for it, took it, they get to keep taking it. That's just the way it works. People think, oh, it's scandalous, and it is kind of dirty, but in a way it's not. I think most people would say, wait a minute, that's my pension. I earn my pension. It's my money. If it were yours, it wouldn't be, oh, look what they're doing. It was a bad provision in the bill, and it shouldn't have been there, and like I said, they're going to fix it. Banning ranked choice voting in the state of Texas is moving through the Senate. It has plenty of momentum, and I suspect it'll get out of both the House and the Senate, and that's a good thing. It needs to be done. Another big thing they're working on, the Senate proposed to create a bill to create advisory committees for school book library, you know, school libraries and books and stuff. And the left doesn't like any of this, but wait a minute, I mean, you know, community standards. And it's a big bill. It's kind of overly complicated, but I guess given the problems out there, you got to do something like that. The speaker, after the lieutenant governor's doubled down on the Senate's way of property tax reform, the speaker this week has doubled down or tripled down on appraisal cap reduction in the House's deal. So again, as I told you in the beginning, the nastiest thing is going to be property tax relief and what form it takes. And sadly, none of them, they're going to beat the thunder out of each other, but none of them are going to work on what really matters, and that's the long-term phase out of the school M&O property tax. So we'll be right back where we were after a few years. Big story today. Spring woman accused of laundering thousands in temporary license plate in a scheme there. This in the Chronicle. Tina Jimenez, 37, been charged with money laundering between $2,500 and $35,000 and temporary card distribution to an unauthorized person. Apparently, she was selling these temporary tags. If you'll remember, we covered this in detail where we got millions of these all over the world, at least 2.6 million. They're all driving around without paying it. They're saying it's $80 million lost to the taxpayers. You see them everywhere. They're all over the world, in Africa and everywhere else and in other states. We reported on that. And Texas was finally pressured. The DMV finally came up with this new system. It took them months to do anything, but supposedly, remember, and I reported on that. Oh, they got the new style tag, and I've seen one. They did it. Well, they changed it in December, and within 1 hour, a fake copy was already on the desk of people in the industry. It did no good. So the new bill, I like it. It's a bill by Craig Goldman of Fort Worth, and it's just going to change the whole rules where the dealerships themselves issue. In other words, you give into them in sort of an escrow under their property. You provide them with the metal tags, and when you buy a car, you get the metal tag that day. But you won't get the window sticker. That will then be mailed through the U.S. mail to the person at a later date, so that everything from the day that car rolls off is linked to that tag number, including the registration and everything else. And they'll have to come up. It'll take a phase-in and way to do it. I think it's the way to go. It will solve a big problem. There's a good piece today about that in one of the press outlets. And I think that's the way to go, period. And this has been such an embarrassment for Texas. And it has just enabled all these folks driving around illegally. Who knows whether they're stolen or not. And it's all over the U.S., folks. It's millions. Think about that. Millions of these fake paper tags all over the place. There's a lot more to get to. Be watching the podcast. I may do a podcast extra just on border news I couldn't get to all week. Look for that over the next day or so. Much more from the legislature come next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.